Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average man. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ringside Revolution. I am your host, Brittany Lynn, and joined by the best co-host a lady could ask for, the one, the only, Miss MJ. How was that one?
That was really good.
You know, it's getting harder every week because I'm like, I need to think of something new and exciting to say to introduce you.
I know. I'm interested every week now.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get really creative. So that's what I came up with for this week. Now, guys, it wouldn't be right if I didn't tell you where you could find us. So make sure that you check out thechairshot.com, because not only can you find Ringside Revolution, but you have access to like the most up-to-date news, any podcast your little heart could desire, and so much more. So remember to check out thechairshot.com and remember to always use your head. And after you're done doing all that and visiting thechairshot.com, make sure you guys come find, follow, and interact with us on social media. So you can find our show on Twitter at RREV Podcast, that's R-R-E-V Podcast, and on Instagram at Ringside Revolution. And you could follow me on Twitter at Brittany_Lynn, that's B-R-I-T-N-I underscore L-Y-N-N-E, and on Instagram at Brittany Lynn without the underscore. MJ, go ahead and tell all the beautiful people where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, same name for both, it's MJ underscore Santi with two I's.
So you guys make sure you give those a follow, and you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to talk to us because we're really cool people. So we like to think.
We are.
You know, once you get used to us. So last week we dedicated the show to Evolution and we pretty much reviewed everything from top to bottom. But this week we're going to bring it back to routine and we're going to kick it off with some hot topics. So the first hot topic that I'm not really that excited to talk about, but I feel like we need to do it, is Brock Lesnar defeating Braun Strowman to become the Universal Champion. Just saying that sentence made me want to gag. So, MJ, what are your thoughts on this? Because I know we were really hoping that Braun Strowman was going to get this and that this was going to be his moment. And again, it wasn't.
I just wanted anyone but Brock to win. Like, Brock could have been facing freaking, like, Curt Hawkins or James Ellsworth, and I would have went for one of them. So, I just really just didn't want Brock to win, and I hate that he's champion. And I saw a rumor that he's probably not even going to defend it until WrestleMania, and I'm like, ugh, here we go again. I'm already over it. Like, can his title reign already just, like, be done?
Yeah.
Like,
and at this point, I feel like I don't even understand why they're still giving him the opportunity to hold the championship. Because I could get it first when it was like, he's been away for a long time. He comes back, they put the championship on him. Like, they seem to do everybody else that comes back. But, like, now it's just so repetitive and run in the ground at this point. And, I mean, I think we can all agree that the Universal Championship has pretty much become a joke.
Yeah, I mean, point. It's just like Roman, when he got the title, he was like, you know, it's going to be on Raw every week and it'll be defended. And then they just go right back to giving it to Brock, where it's not going to show up. They're going to make a big deal. Like this next Monday, he's going to be on the show. And they're like, oh my God, Brock's here. Like, oh my God, no, he's Universal Champion. He should be here more than, you know, every couple of months. And it's just, I'm fine if Brock Lesnar wants to stay on the roster, but to give him a belt is just, he's going to be a big draw with a belt or without. So come on, take it off him.
Yeah. And I think it's stupid because it's not like there aren't other guys that are ready to hold it. And Brock Lesnar is not doing anything with it anyways. And it's just, I've always said this, I think it's such a joke to have your biggest title on the show not even on the show. You know, because if when it's anyone else, they're like stripped of it because they can't defend it or, you know, whatever. And it's just crazy to me that you have, again, the most important championship on your show and it's nowhere to be seen. And there's so, I feel like at this point, there are quite a few guys that could hold that championship. So I don't understand still why Braun Strowman doesn't have it right now.
Yeah, I mean, even if they wanted Brock to defend it at WrestleMania, you have a little bit of time. Like, Braun could have won it and maybe lost it at, like, Royal Rumble or something, and Brock could have gotten it back. You know, like, we have time in between. He's not going to defend it anyway, so what's the point?
It's all about that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just hate Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I'm
Not
not a fan
even just
of
Brock Lesnar the character, like Brock Lesnar the person. Not a
Oh.
fan. I'm just not a fan. Oh man. Yeah, I said it. I said it. Like I just don't care for him overall.
Yeah, I'm over him.
I mean, I guess the good part is we won't be seeing him very often. So I
Yeah.
guess there's that. But I just like who are they even gonna give it to? Because if not Braun Strowman, then who? It just seems like Braun Strowman is the believable person to take it off Brock Lesnar, and I guess they're gonna milk this for absolutely everything that it's worth.
Yeah. I mean, I think Seth Rollins could definitely win it off of Brock. I think it would be believable after seeing what he did this week.
Well, that's true. I just feel like Brock Lesnar getting the Universal Championship is so repetitive that it could be in the same category as the Riot Squad versus Sasha Banks and Bayley and Natalya at this point. It's the
I
land of repeats.
feel
That is
like
what Raw is.
it the Universal title kind of struggled like when they first debuted it, and I feel
Well,
like
everybody
once
hated it because it looks so ugly.
yeah, and then like I don't know, just like the title reigns kind of have been off with this, and once Brock got it, I think that the belt kind of just lost all of its credibility. Like the Intercontinental title became more important than the
Oh, yeah.
Universal, and that was supposed to be their big title. So, like, I think his initial title reign with it, like, just ruined the belt just overall.
No, it did. And I think that's another thing is like people have said it before, but it's like when you get the Universal Championship, it's almost like a curse. Because like
Yeah.
no one holds on to it. Everybody either gets injured or it's just not on TV. So it's like when you go to a wedding and the guys, you know, they take the garter off and they fling it and all the other men just scatter. That's like what the Universal Championship is right now to Raw. It's like you want it, but you're really not sure because something bad is going to happen. That's like the best analogy I could possibly come up with. So, I mean, am I wrong though?
No, you were not.
Exactly. You heard it here first, people. So, I don't want to spend really any more time talking about Brock Lesnar because, you know, it was pretty nauseating trying to get through this conversation, I'll be real. So, we're gonna take it over to the next hot topic, which was the debut of Nikki Cross on SmackDown Live. Now, I remember when they first brought Sanity up, and I just kept thinking, like, why no Nikki Cross? And I know we all, like, I feel like everybody was thinking, okay, well, maybe they're going to do more with her in NXT, maybe put the belt on her, something like that. And it hasn't really happened. I don't feel like they've really done much with Nikki Cross. So I think it was really cool to see her debut because I love Nikki Cross. I love Sanity in general. But I hope that they just don't, she doesn't just fall to the side like so many do. So, I mean, what did you think about Nikki Cross coming out?
I was excited. I thought it was interesting that like Sanity has not been seen on TV. When they're finally seen on TV, it's just to introduce Nikki.
Well, yeah.
but No, I was excited. I like Nikki. I wasn't sure how I felt about her at first, especially when she first I remember when she first debuted on NXT and she was far from where she is now. She was more like bubbly back then, but, and I'm seeing, like, I'm not sure if this is like an official call up or not, or if she's going to stay on NXT. But I hope that it's a call up. I think that she definitely got some shine in NXT and I think she'll do great on the roster if they let her. That's the thing, if they let her. But she's so good at playing like the mind games and, you know, asking everybody to play. I think that she would bring a different dynamic to the women's division on SmackDown Live, and I think it'll make it more fun.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, and I hope it is an official call up because I know that she's worked some house shows lately, like with the main roster.
Yeah.
So she's been doing that for a little bit, but then, you know, she's still got a little something going on with NXT on NXT TV right now. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. But I think it would be silly to do what they did on SmackDown just for her to, you know, have that match with Becky Lynch and then really nothing else comes of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it is WWE, so it's a possibility. I would hope not. I think that would really take away from it because the pop that she got was big.
Yeah, I mean, people love Nikki Cross, so I don't, you know, I don't see why they should bring her to SmackDown and then not bring her again, you know, especially, like, because I remember one time, like, was it Billie Kay? She was on SmackDown, but she, like, she didn't get an entrance or anything. Right. It was, like, a one-time thing before she got called up, but, like, Nikki got an entrance, and, you know, she made an impact just in that little moment.
Yeah, that seems like, you know, a lot to do. And then not have her there. So maybe they're just going to wrap up these little loose ends on NXT. And, you know, maybe we don't see her for a week or two. I don't know, because we have War Games coming up.
Right, yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what goes on there. So maybe after that, we really start seeing her on the main roster more, hopefully.
Yeah, I
if
mean,
they're not going to do it now.
I mean, when Kevin Owens first debuted, he was kind of doing both. Mm-hmm. Sasha was doing both, so why not Nikki, you know?
Yeah, because they're not doing a whole ton with her. It's not like she's holding a championship, so there's no reason they can't just, you know, spend the last week or two doing what they need to do and then just really transition her over.
Yeah.
So here's to hoping. And I hope that I hope we just see more of Sanity in general, all of them, every single one of them, because Sanity is good. And I really thought that they would do good on the main roster, but I feel like, again, they just don't really know what to do with them right now, so.
I don't think they really know what to do with any tag team right now at the moment, so.
It doesn't, Raw or SmackDown, I feel like the divisions are just really lacking.
Yeah. I guess WWE can't focus on three divisions at one time, so.
Apparently not anymore. Not anymore. But speaking of that, okay, so AOP, they're the new tag team champs. So what do you, I feel like this is a big deal. Because, for one, yeah, we've seen AOP, but now they're holding the championship. So what do you think this means for the division? Do you think this is kind of like the rebuild that it needs to really get something going? Or do you think it's still not really going to spark much of an interest?
I'm hoping that it sparks an interest. And I mean, for once, like, we have a tag team that is fresh getting the title. Like, we haven't really gotten that on Raw in a while. It's in people that have had it, or they, you know, when the bar was on Raw, they had it for like 25 years, it felt like. So,
yeah.
Like, it's good to see, like, a new tag team and a tag team that was called up from NXT actually get the titles. So I'm hoping that this is a change within the tag division and they let AOP be good champs going forward and have matches with other tag teams that are actual tag teams and not just superstars thrown together. Like, you know, maybe the Revival is going to get some shine again and whatever other tag teams they have on there, because I don't remember.
Well, it's, you know, that's because there's really not this abundance of tag teams. Like you said, it's just people that they put together, but then they tear them apart so quickly. Like, even though, yeah, Matt Hardy retired, but, you know, they had Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, and then they were apart. So, who else was thrown together?
Well, I mean, Sheamus and Cesaro, they were one of
They
the
were
few that
thrown
they were,
together, but it
but they
worked.
work. Yeah, they were one of those few that was thrown together, but like it made sense as it went on.
So I don't know. I hopefully AOP holding the tag team championships really kind of like reignites everything in the division, even if for a little bit. But I think they really need to get some solid tag teams in here. I feel like SmackDown stands a little above them as far as the tag team division goes. Which sucks because again, when you think about it, these are titles on your show, but you just don't know what to do with them. They just go back and forth between a couple of people. And it sucks. There should be so much more opportunity. And I just don't understand why there isn't.
Yeah, well, at least the tag titles are out of a feud with the same people, like when it was the feud with the Shield versus Braun and Dolph and
That's
Drew,
true.
where every single title was tied up in one feud. So now we have the tag titles
Yeah,
somewhere
that's
else,
true.
though.
So yeah, we have a little bit of like some new things happening.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I can't believe I forgot about that. Like all pretty much everything was just like the same five people, six people. Oh gosh. That's what I said. It's like Raw is the land of repeats.
Yeah, I know. I like my husband was saying, he was like, I feel like if I put on an episode of Raw on Hulu, I wouldn't even know what week it was from because
You
they're all the same.
wouldn't.
Like, it's just they're all the same pretty much every single week. Like, I was so bored this week, honestly, with Raw.
Yeah. It was not good. It is not. Oh, it frustrates me so much because I know it's like this such a debate about like when the best time in wrestling was, but like it is not now. The best time in wrestling is not now, and I feel like it should be because you have some of the most athletic competitors that they've ever had. But there's just the storylines are completely crap.
I think it's just like, and it's always around this time of year. Like, it gets like super boring, super repetitive, and then things finally start changing a little for like Royal Rumble because we start kicking into WrestleMania season, and then it's like good for a little bit, and we enjoy WrestleMania. And then it starts like slowly dwindling down and going back to the land of repeats.
Oh, it's like Groundhog's Day.
Yes.
Just, you wake up like that's really like the best thing to compare Raw to is like the movie Groundhog's Day. Like every day you wake up and you're like, oh, it's just the same again. But you have the chance to like change a couple of things here and there. And like that's it. So, what about Elias? He's like finally getting a push. I feel like they're finally maybe starting to do something with Elias. And I think everyone is behind it right now, whether he's the good guy or the bad guy. So, like, what do you think this means for Elias? Do you think they're actually going to do something with him? Like, do you think we can maybe see him holding a championship in the future?
I hope so. I can see, I mean, maybe him getting built up and have him eventually like go after the Intercontinental title whenever Seth and Dean solve their crap. So, I mean, I could see that happening, and I hope it happens because I think Elias has grown on me. I really did not like him before in NXT. He made no sense to me, and now I like him, but I'm glad to finally see him because all they were using him as was just like to sit there and let someone interrupt him, and then it led to nothing.
No,
Like,
because usually when he would have a match, he wouldn't end up winning it.
yeah, or
So,
like it would literally just be someone interrupting him, and then he leaves the ring, and it's like, okay, so this is all we're gonna see every week. So now he's finally getting some relevance for him, and I think that it's about time, and I hope that this will mean something and it'll lead into some kind of title because, Raw could use some fresh faces getting titles.
Yes. I could definitely see him as like the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I don't even see why he couldn't at some point down the line even be Universal Champion.
Yeah, if they ever
So,
let Brock let it go.
well, that probably, yeah. Well, that'll be a miracle. Like, Start wishing for it now because I just this is gonna drag out. Like everything drags out with Brock Lesnar. Oh God. And then, like, who are they going to have come back at WrestleMania? Because they always throw, like, the old school guy back. And then he comes out and he, like, beats Brock Lesnar in, like, 5 seconds, like Goldberg. And then it means absolutely nothing because then he just takes it back. Like, let's
Don't
not do that again. Because I hate not Hulk Hogan, please.
Oh,
Oh,
God.
could you imagine? MJ.
I, God, I really.
Oh, God.
I saw like someone tweet like, "Oh, now that he's back, what do you want to see him do?" And I really wanted to
Nothing.
respond like, "Leave again." Like that's what I want him to do. I'm not interested. I replied to his tweet. He was like saying how he's like bigger. He doesn't want to look like he could beat the whole roster, and he needed
Yes.
to lose weight. And I just sent like an eye roll, and I'm like,
Just eye
"Dude,
rolling.
like,
Like, don't mind me
ugh."
just eye rolling into another freaking dimension.
Like, no. Most of the roster can kick your ass. Like, shut up. You're old. Like, get over it. Move on. Retire. No one wants you.
Yeah, like nobody, I feel like nobody really cares about Hulk Hogan at this point.
No,
Like,
no.
it's just done. Just let it go. Like, I understand he probably needs the paycheck, but just like, oh, that's why I
Just.
just don't understand what they're thinking sometimes. Like, we don't care about Hulk Hogan.
No, like, go back to reality TV or something.
I don't
Like.
even think that would work out for him. Like,
Maybe on like some channel no one cares about.
just
Like,
stick with your beach job down in Clearwater and just like leave it be.
oh,
Move
no one
on.
wants you.
No, we
No
don't.
one, not at all.
Hashtag you're not good.
Not at all, not even close.
But that like brings me into like a sad topic because like poor Kurt Angle. Okay, so he comes back from his long vacation and I feel like he's looking a little better. Like you could tell he's been hitting the gym a little bit. But his match with Drew McIntyre was just, I just, as much as I love Kurt Angle and like who Kurt Angle is and what he, you know, like this legacy that he's built, like I don't want to see him wrestle anymore. Like his matches are just, they're so bad and you can tell that he can't keep up and it's just like, Kurt, like we love you and we respect you, but like it's just time to go.
No. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even finish the match because I was tired and I didn't care.
Well, it lasted like forever long.
Yeah, I was just
It
like,
was just really, I just felt like it
yeah.
was really bad and almost a little embarrassing. Even if
I
that's
mean,
how it was supposed to go, it was just like, oh no, just Kurt, like we love you, but just please don't wrestle anymore.
I'm not even understanding, like, 'cause he was supposed to go on like a vacation, and so he's back from vacation, but then Baron is still the acting GM. Like, it makes no sense to me, and I don't even know like what this is leading to.
I don't either. I just know that I just feel like I don't want to see Kurt Angle in the ring anymore. Like he's just, I think
Mean,
he's great for like these small moments, but like he doesn't need to be in the ring every week, especially like facing it's just the match just seemed so bad with Drew
yeah.
McIntyre. It was just so bad. And you just looked at him and you were like, you just shouldn't be doing this anymore. And it sucks because when you think of Kurt Angle, you go back to those days of how he used to be.
Right.
And he doesn't, it's just not there anymore. Like, he's not, unfortunately, like Chris Jericho, who can still, like, keep up in the ring, or like Rey Mysterio.
Yeah,
You know, like, he's not those guys, and that's okay. Like, Kurt Angle is amazing, but I just feel like he shouldn't be wrestling anymore.
it's tough. Oh, and 'cause like I honestly, it's even just tough like watching him stand there. 'Cause like I feel like his
That bend
knees,
in his knees? Yeah.
yeah, and I'm like his bent
Yeah.
down, and then his neck is just so stiff, and I just feel like I feel really bad for him. And I mean, I still love Kurt Angle. Kurt
Yeah.
Angle is all. Like a legend. So it's hard to see.
It is, and I think like even having him as general manager, I thought it was really cool, but even you can tell just even on the microphone, I mean I get that it's been so long, but he's not really great there either. So I'm not like maybe something behind the scenes is something better fitted for Kurt Angle. I don't know. But I just feel like after that match on Raw, it was just very obvious that like this is not where Kurt Angle needs to be right now. So I just feel like it's time. And that seems sad, I know.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it. It's just like his body has been through enough. Like it's just time for him to
Poor
hang
guy.
up the boots and just like go home and relax or like do something behind the scenes if he still wants to be involved. But that's just how I feel. Because like, I don't want to see him get hurt.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Like Triple H just had his injury, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you see
And
the
Triple H
picture?
is a beast. Like Triple H can still do. He's pretty damn good. He can still keep up. But like, I saw that picture. But that picture was pretty brutal.
Oh, it hurt
Like
just
that
looking at
bruise. Oh,
it.
I would have been just crying the entire time.
I know, and
I don't
then, like, I know he
understand.
finished the match with it like that.
Well,
Like,
remember when he when that knee injury that he had? Like he still
this
finished the match too, and you're just like, how? Because I would have just been laying there, like crying and being a mess, and I would have had to, be like wheeled out. Like, I don't think I could finish a match and some of the pain level that they do. I know it's just more like maybe adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah, I mean,
But
that's
I don't
probably
know.
what it is. I mean, it's nowhere near what these guys went through, but I remember when I was a cheerleader, I sprained my ankle in the first stunt of the routine, and I finished the entire routine. And it was just one of those moments where you're like, crap, I gotta finish. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
I
But at some
can't, you
point
know.
you think like, okay, now I can't. Like I really can't. So, just Kurt, be careful. We love you and just like hang up the boots soon. Like we'll all be sad to see you go, but I think his body just needs to rest now.
I think there's a
Which
few
is
guys that need to not wrestle anymore, but.
Hulk Hogan. Like don't. If I even hear his music hit, I'm turning the TV off. I probably won't because I'll be like, all right, I have to watch this stupid shit. But I won't be happy about it. I could, it would just be awkward and just, I could just hear it now with this stupid, like, brother thing and pointing of his finger. I just,
Yeah. I'm
and then,
glad I didn't watch Crown Jewel.
I didn't watch it either. I did not. Like, I saw the little results popping up on my phone, and even then, I was like, eh, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, from what I heard, it was a pretty crappy pay-per-view. So,
Yeah, I didn't see any great things, so. Oh.
which we knew, like, cause didn't we say that?
Yeah, I mean, it was a glorified house show, and
If even that,
not
I
even.
think there was house
Nobody.
shows that are better.
Yeah, and nobody cared about it going into it. So,
No.
and they tried too hard. Like, that's what you get. You promoted this like crazy and nobody liked it. And then you didn't promote Evolution nearly as much as you should have, and it kicked ass.
Yeah, well, women. So. Obviously. Hashtag, we're good. And speaking of women, Nia Jax and Tamina. What was that?
I didn't mind that
You didn't. I
segment.
thought it was so weird and awkward. I don't know.
I
I think it was like the fan reaction was, there was just no reaction. Like, nobody cared. It was just super quiet. They stared at each other in silence.
Yeah.
It was just weird. I was like, this is weird. This is awkward. Like, embarrassing.
I thought that Tamina was like gonna go after Nia, and I was like, oh yeah, feud with Tamina and Nia, that'll be great. And then now they're teaming up. I don't know. I
Like,
mean,
what
they're.
good could come from them teaming up? Because Nia Jax doesn't have, like, really believable opponents. So, why would you team Tamina up with Nia Jax? Like, when they would be the perfect competitors?
They would, but I mean, since it's wrestling, like anything can happen. You know what I mean?
It
So, like,
can, but it's just like, this was just so dumb.
I
I thought
just.
it was dumb.
I think it's pointless if they don't introduce tag titles for the women.
Yeah.
Like,
Hello.
don't stop teaming people up if you're not going to give us a tag title. If you are, then okay, keep going. But, you know. It's just if there's a tag title involved, the only thing is obviously they're going to be a very dominant tag team.
Oh, yeah, they would for sure.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like Tamina. I feel bad. I wish that more people like reacted to her.
Yeah, well, I think it's just because every time you've seen her, she's just helping somebody out. Like, Tamina's
Yeah.
never on the microphone. She's never really in any singles matches or really matches in general. So when you see her, she's just kind of toting somebody around.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I feel like that's almost what's happening right now with Nia Jax. Like, she showed up and she's like, oh, like, let's beat up Ember Moon together. Like, why Nia Jax was like bossing her around, you know?
So it's Nia Jax heel again?
I don't even know. I don't think anybody knows if she what she is.
She's like the female Big Show.
Yeah,
Maybe you just
I
don't know.
saw that. I saw that meme floating around.
Oh, there
They
was
were
a meme.
like,
I didn't see
yeah, they
it.
had her next to the Big Show, and they're like, cries all the time,
Oh.
cries easily, gets mad easily. Like, I was like, that's really true though. I'll have to find it and send it to you. But yeah, so great analogy there, because that comparison probably is pretty spot on. But yeah, I don't know where they're going with this whole thing. Again, we're still hoping for women's tag titles, because then it would make a little bit of sense, because otherwise I don't see why we're joining more people up. We have enough repetitive, crappy women's tag matches right now. So I don't want to see another one. Like, are we gonna get like, is Ember Moon gonna be have a partner next week and then face them? I don't
Probably.
know. Yeah, well, yeah. So we'll get probably like two women's tag matches, because we'll have to have Riot Squad versus Bayley and Sasha again, because it went to like no contest.
Oh yeah, with Natty. So
Yeah,
we're
so
obviously gonna see that next week.
I can't wait. Never seen that before.
No, not at all. We rarely see that match.
It's gonna blow our
Ugh.
minds, I'm sure.
I mean, the only good side of it is that now there's just like this twist to the story, but like that was rough.
Yeah.
Obviously, well, I don't know, but I
I
don't need to
hated
see
that.
it.
Like, they just like broke her glasses. Like, stop. We don't need to see any more people crying, okay?
It's just the way it ended was
Ugh.
awkward.
It was.
It was super awkward. It
I
was
felt
just
like
like,
the soap opera ended for the week, you know?
And then like there was the bell didn't ring. There was no count out. Like,
Yeah, which
okay,
is
so
weird.
what's going on? So
I guess the show was kind of filled with weird moments, right? Like,
this is
they just
Raw.
drug on a little too long. Yeah. Raw, we don't want to talk about you anymore, so we're going to move into SmackDown, because I feel like it deserves a little bit more attention, because, you know, it's the real A show. So, besides Shane McMahon being like the best in the world, really, like, I love Shane McMahon, but like, honestly, like, we don't see him, and then he's like inserting himself here and there. Like, calm down, little Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, we don't, like, I don't get it. I just don't.
And like I said, I like Shane, but he's not like the best in-ring competitor by
No,
any
he's
means.
definitely
Like,
not. Like the punches, like I don't,
oh yeah,
it's
when he's
all
like jumping around and
no.
oh.
I just don't really get it. I don't think it's necessary. They have more than enough people on the roster for them to not use Shane McMahon, so
Yeah, so I used to get excited about seeing Shane McMahon in matches, because I'm like, ah, oh, yeah, and now I'm just like, oh, again?
yeah.
But what I really wanted to talk about is Daniel Bryan and The Miz as co-captains for the Survivor Series team.
I kind of
Like,
love that.
yeah, no, I think it's going to be really interesting, because obviously they're not going to agree on anything.
No.
So how is that? Like, I just wonder how that's going to play out. And obviously, when it comes to Survivor Series, like, how well are they actually going to work together? Because I can see them like going at it a little bit,
I
for
think this
sure.
is like a good kind of like creative way to keep their feud going, but in a different way. Like, they still obviously dislike each other, but they have to try to get along, but they're obviously not going to get along. So it's like, it's a good way to keep the feud going without giving them 50 matches every week, like in a month or whatever. Like, like Riot Squad and Sasha and Bayley, like fighting every single week. So it's a good way to
Yeah.
keep that feud going. And I think that's the good thing about that feud is that like it's been going on for a while, but they're finding different ways to kind of keep it going without it being super, super repetitive. So
Yeah,
I
and
think
if oh, go ahead.
I was to say, I think it'll be fun, and I think it's gonna be their Survivor Series match interesting. I hope it doesn't cost them like the win, but
Right.
we'll see.
Well, I was going to say, like, if you think about it, their feud has been going on for much longer than just since when Daniel Bryan returned. It's been going on since before his injury. Like, this feud has been going on for a long time, if you really think about
Yeah.
their history. So the fact that so many people are still so invested in it and want to see where it goes, I feel like says a lot, because there's not many feuds like that that can carry on for literally years, if you think about it. And then they still can come up with, all of this new material for them. So I think this one's going to be, I think it's going to be interesting and even a little comical at times.
Yeah. Oh,
Just seeing them like going back and forth and probably talking about wanting to punch each other in the face. And
yeah.
like, I could just, I think it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, the Miz is hilarious when he gets upset at Daniel, so I'm
Oh, he gets so
excited.
mad. But he does so good with it. So good. Because he always gets this look on his face like he just really can't believe what he's just heard. And then, like, off he goes. So, no, I think this one's going to be good. But I think when it comes to the actual match, that's going to be even more interesting, because I could see Miz with his little, on his little ego trip. And then
Yeah.
them just really going back and forth. So, I mean, this one I'm interested to see how it plays out.
Definitely
Now,
me too.
I know we talked about Nikki Cross and her debut, but what did you think about the match that she had with Becky Lynch? Like, as a first match on TV.
I thought
Well,
it was
on the main roster.
yeah. I thought it was a good match. And I as much as I like feel bad if someone like has their debut and they lose, I think it was better that Becky didn't lose the match to her. But she still showed that she could match up against someone. So I think she lost, but it wasn't like a squash match. So I liked that.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a pretty solid match. It was pretty back and forth. So I think Nikki really held her own. But yeah, like I'm glad it wasn't a squash match, because I feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's also good that Becky Lynch didn't lose to Nikki Cross. Because that's I feel like that's the worst thing they could have done, is if they actually had like Nikki pull off the win. Because, Becky is so hot right now. So she doesn't, I don't feel like she needs to be taking any losses from anybody.
Right. Especially after that promo, like.
Oh, I know. Speaking of like, if we go back to promos, like, Ronda Rousey, was out there doing her thing, whatever that is. And I was already annoyed right off the bat, because she's in the ring, she's just all smiling, like, she's the nicest person in the world. And then, oh, here it comes, like, her second personality. Like, it's just so bad every time they give her a mic, and you think it's gonna get better, but it hasn't.
I think
Has
she has gotten better. Yeah, I think she has. I think when she first started speaking on the mic, it was super awkward and she was stumbling through her words like a
Oh,
lot. And then her
yeah.
timing was really off too. Like when she was supposed to announce who she wanted to face for WrestleMania, and the timing was really off. So
Yeah.
I think it's gotten better, but
But also really
obviously,
bad.
like she can't touch Becky. Like Becky blows her
No.
out of the water for promos.
I think most people kind of blow her out of the water when it comes to promos, to be honest. Like, okay, maybe she's improved, but she's still like pretty bad.
Well, I mean, she's not used to having to do promos
No.
like this, So
But
I'm
come on, like, someone
giving
send
her
her to the
props.
performance center on her day off. Like, they take a
Well,
promo class. Stop
she's
it.
too busy on her farm.
Oh, can't. MJ, no.
I think she's done better, but obviously Becky's better.
Yeah. Becky is best for business. Badass Becky. Our girl
Yes.
crush.
Yeah. I literally was like arguing with my husband because I was like, no, Becky is my crush. And he was like, no. And I was like, no, you have Alexa. And he's like, no, I have Becky.
You
And
can't
I'm
have
like,
both, damn.
let me have this.
Like, yeah, just like, give me my moment. No, I think everyone wants Becky right now. It doesn't matter if you're a guy, if you're a woman. It doesn't matter. Like, everyone wants Becky Lynch right now, because Becky Lynch is, she's everything.
Yeah.
And she's just cute, and her whole attitude.
I know. Did you see they came out with the man shirt for the
Yes,
custom tee
we need
shop?
it. I feel like
Definitely.
you've already ordered it. Have you ordered
Not yet, because I
it?
just ordered. You know what's funny? I just ordered her Relentless
Oh.
shirt yesterday.
Oh, you're like, well, that figures. And now she has a new shirt.
I could have waited one more day.
I think we're gonna have to get that shirt for real, and we're gonna have to take our pictures and put it on social media, because, you know, like, hashtag we're the man. Is that our new thing now? We're the man. Probably not. I feel like it doesn't work for us, but like,
we're not as try. Cool.
Yeah, we're not as cool as Becky Lynch, and so we need to work on that. That's our homework for this week, for this weekend. That's our we're gonna be badass like Becky. We have a long way to go. Yeah, well, I don't know how well we're gonna do. So I feel like that's all we really had to cover for SmackDown, because I feel like not a lot stood out. And we're still gearing up for Survivor Series, which is not that far away, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
The 18th, right?
The 18th.
So I'll be interested to see what they're going to pull together, and to really kind of also hear what Charlotte has to say and what she's going to do. I think that'll be pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. I don't... If she's like,
oh, yeah, Charlotte.
Well, if she's like playing this, like, oh my god, like, I'm not good because I lost one, so blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just like, it's gonna annoy me because, like,
that's what she's
Charlotte,
doing.
Like, you tied with Trish Stratus for title reigns, like, in your short amount of time. Like, let's be real. You lost. Get over it. Like, I don't know. I'm already bored with that storyline if that's what they're using.
Yeah, they've done it for a week and we're like, eh, no. Seen it. Seen it on Raw before. We don't want to. Because it's probably true.
Yeah.
Probably seen it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I did kind of, like, notice, though, that it seems like they're working a Sonya and Mandy feud.
I know. I was going to ask you about that, because I thought Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose worked pretty good together. If anything, I would have liked to see the Riot Squad break up before the two of them. But that being said, I think Sonya and Mandy, like we said before, will do fine on their own. I think even Mandy more so than Sonya Deville, just character-wise, personality-wise. So it'll be interesting. And plus they have like their whole YouTube thing where they just go and eat all these donuts.
Yeah.
I'm, like, a little jealous because I don't have a show where I get to just go around and eat donuts and say what's good and not good. But, you know, whatever. Can't have everything.
I mean, I watched their ride-along, actually, and, like, Sonya, like, felt sick after, like, two bites of the donut. And I'm like, aren't you supposed to be, like, this big donut eater?
Yeah, like, man up.
How do you feel sick?
That's what Becky would tell her. Man up.
It shows you don't really eat the junk food like you act like you do.
Yeah.
I would eat the whole donut and be like, I'm good. I can go for another one.
Right.
That's we're also like, why I don't look like her.
We're like a dozen in. Like, we're good.
Oh, yeah. But I actually am okay with this feud. I think because they are so different, it kind of works with them splitting up. I think... I don't know.
I think we know who the heel's going to be in this situation. Mandy.
Yeah, definitely.
And it just fits her better. It's just, that's just who she is.
It does. It fits her better. I think it would be weird if she tried to be the face of it.
Oh, yeah. No, it wouldn't happen. Because even Sonya as a heel, you think, it's not, like, super believable. So she's definitely better as a face for sure. So this one could be interesting.
Yeah. I always love
it's a storyline that doesn't involve the title.
Yep, that's what I was just about to say. I love feuds that don't have to deal with the title. Like, you know, give women other feuds that don't have to deal with the title. So
MJ, put this on the calendar because it's never going to happen again.
Well, SmackDown happens more often. Raw, it won't happen.
Well, yeah, well, that's true. But still, I feel like this is a really rare moment. Mm-hmm. We need to make note of it. That or they're going to, like, we're like, oh, they're going to break up. And then all of a sudden, like, next week, they're best friends. Sasha and Bayley.
We're such haters for them.
I know, because it's just
I don't care.
Yeah, we're just not even gonna talk about it. So let's get to NXT again. I know, I feel like I've been saying this every week, but I'm just like, I feel like there's not a lot to talk about because it's still just like things are still progressing and like warming up, because I feel like that's how NXT has been for me so far. I don't know why. I just feel like, things are still, like, getting together, you
Yeah, I think now that War Games is soon,
Like, stuff is picking up.
it's a little, I mean, I'm really excited for War Games because, you know, my boo Ricochet is in the War Games match, so
Oh, of course, of course.
that's gonna be amazing. And but for NXT this week, one thing that kind of like bugged me about the main event was that like Lars Sullivan beat Velveteen, but then Velveteen was beating up Ciampa. So I feel like that kind of made no sense. Like, why have him lose and then kind of like stand tall with Ciampa? Like, that made no sense to me.
I mean, I guess it was something different if you think about it than the usual, like Tommaso coming in and just like finishing him off, you know? So I guess it made it a little more interesting. But it's like anything that Velveteen Dream does, whether he wins or he loses, like everyone is obsessed with him still. And it makes you go, okay, so what are they going to do with him from here? Because he hasn't had the championship yet. So are they going to do that? Because I feel like he would be one of the perfect people to hold the championship and people would love it and he would do so good at it.
I think he would be great at it. Like,
Yeah. And I'm almost
he's.
scared for him to get the call up to the main roster because I feel like on the main roster, he could still do so good. His character could do so good, but they could easily ruin him. Easily ruin him. So I'm like almost scared for Velveteen Dream to get called up. Like I'm not sure I want him to anytime soon. Like let him stay in NXT because he is amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Because, as you know, like anyone that has those type of gimmicks fall through the cracks all the time. So I think let him have a good title reign in NXT for longer before you think about moving him up.
Yeah. And I feel like if he did get the call up, he might be really the exception to the rule just because he's so good at what he does and people are really heavily invested in his character. More so than we've seen of like No Way Jose and, you know, like the Adam Roses of NXT. Like people are actually like Velveteen is he's a big deal. So I feel like he might be that exception to the rule if he were to get moved up. But there's just so many ways that it could go terribly wrong. If they don't, because I feel like when you move someone like Velveteen Dream to the main roster, you need to put him into something quick. Not just like these stupid matches, but like get him involved in a storyline that has some sort of importance right off the bat. But that's how I feel. Like, don't do it. Like, they just, if they do him wrong, I'll be so upset.
I
I
hope
will.
not. I hope not.
So let's just hope he's in the NXT for quite a while longer. Because I got nervous that time when he had the pants and he was like, Vince, like, call me up. Like, don't.
Honestly, he probably would have been called up sooner if it wasn't for the
Yeah, well, you never know. We don't know what's going on back there, but it was clever. So what did you think of Johnny Gargano? Like, what did you think of this promo that he cut? Because I'm excited that he is taking on this new like badass persona. But at the same time, like every once in a while I feel really indifferent about it because I'm just like, I don't know if I believe it.
I see what you're saying, 'cause it's almost like forced in a way. Like, no, you're a good guy. Let's be real. You're a good guy. But I thought it was good though. I still thought the promo was good, and a lot of WWE has been overdoing this like cell phone selfie promo thing, but for once, like this one looked a little bit more natural. Like the ones that they've been doing lately are totally fake, but this one looked more natural, so I appreciate that
Yeah, it
part.
was at first it was funny because I didn't realize where he was sitting. I was like, okay, like he's sitting in front of apartments or something, but then I was like, oh right, it's full cell. But I didn't notice at first. I'm like, what is this? Is he pulling like a Samoa Joe? Like, does he recognize this spot? Like, why is it his house? But no, I thought it was pretty good. And I also wanted to mention, like, I don't know if you've noticed, but like Candace. So we know Candace LeRae, that is his wife. But I don't know if you've noticed these little changes in her appearance lately. Like she's not little, she hasn't been so bubbly and bright.
No, yeah,
Her
she's kind of
usual
getting
self.
darker too.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know if anyone's noticed that. Like she's getting a little darker, like the makeup and just like her personality. So I'm kind of interested to see what's gonna happen there because I wasn't sure. I'm like, I wonder how many other people have really picked up on those because they're very subtle, I guess, changes.
Yeah.
know. So what do you, I mean, what do you, how do you feel about that? Do you think we're gonna see her kind of joining him on the dark side? Because I feel like that's where she's headed. It's just too
I
much
definitely
of a
think so.
coincidence,
Yeah.
I think.
I think so. I think that she's definitely going to get darker, after this because,
I
he's
was used to
obviously.
these bright colors and her night, like her night
Yeah.
little makeup, and she's this very bubbly, and it's just like that's not who she is right now.
Yeah, she's stressed. She's definitely stressed with what's going
Stun
on.
on her dark lipstick. I was like, oh, it's happening. Like she's having a moment. So I think it'll be cool to see how she plays a factor,
Yeah.
maybe, in this upcoming match. If she, I mean, if she does. But I think it would be really good to see her out there, and then they just, they're like this badass couple, you know, in NXT. It could
Yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
Something different.
Maybe they'll team
So,
up with Ciampa again.
maybe. Yeah, because he didn't, he was sending those tweets out before.
Yeah, he's saying he's proud of him.
Yeah. Now, see, I feel like that would be good.
Like a heel version of their tag team.
But then you're like, ooh, when do they turn on each other? Like, does, like, is Gargano finally gonna get his moment? You know, like, that's all I would be thinking. So, because he
Know.
always fell short, you know?
Right, yeah.
And this is part of the reason he started, he had started turning that way in the first place. So, this will be an interesting development, I guess, when it finally comes, like, full circle, maybe. That was like my most important things about SmackDown. NXT, even though it wasn't a lot. But other than that, like we got to see the recap of Matt Riddle because he had made his debut.
Right.
And then like Cassius Ohno. I feel like he's real awkward, right? Like I don't know.
Yeah, I
He's
feel
not really great
bad
at
for
being
him.
bad. I just feel like you're like Cassius.
I feel like he's been like an NXT lifer.
Yeah, like he's trying so hard to fit in. But there's no place for him, is what it feels like. It's like all of his. It's like he's waiting for someone to pick him for the dodgeball team, but
Oh.
nobody's really picked him. And they're like, this guy, that guy, this guy. And he's just, there he is, you
Yeah, that's why he's upset that there's a new shiny toy, Matt Riddle.
I know. He's like, oh, your new shiny toys. Like, you know. But it was cool to see Matt Riddle and Keith Lee together. So I'm so excited for these two.
Yeah, I think that they're definitely going to be big stars on NXT.
Oh yeah.
And I'm excited to see. I'm excited to watch their growth.
I mean, well, I was gonna say I guess they could eventually like be put together, but I think they're just too, their names are just too big for them to have in like a tag team,
Right.
you
I think
know?
it would be like almost
That'd
like
be
a
overwhelming,
waste.
yeah, of their talent to put them in something like that. So I could almost see, as good as Keith Lee is, I could almost see Matt Riddle really shooting to the top really quickly.
Yeah, I could
So
totally see. I mean, like crowd gets like super into it when he came out, like chanting
bro,
the bro chant.
yes, the king of bros, Matt Riddle.
He already like became a thing with the way he like kicked off his flip-flops.
I know, isn't it just
So.
like he's just this total like surfer skater dude, you know?
Yeah, he's like you think of like surfer skater dude and like that's who you picture, like someone exactly like that.
I
So.
did, yeah, like he's on the beach, like bro.
Yeah.
Like that's what I just, that is Matt Riddle for sure. Oh no, but I love these guys, so I can't wait to see what they do with them. But I think they're gonna go to the top really quickly, I hope. Keith Lee is already, I don't know, I guess Keith Lee is kind of off to a slower start in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been
So
on a little bit because like he debuted on TV sooner than Matt, but you
right.
haven't really seen much of him. And I really liked his match when he debuted. I was like, oh yeah, I'm
Oh
definitely
yeah, he's
interested to
really
see more
good.
of him. But I don't know. I guess since NXT is like only an hour, they only have so much time to devote to everyone. But I hope that he gets
Yeah.
his time soon.
Yeah, I think they will. But I think we're definitely going to be seeing a lot of Matt Riddle, I would assume.
Yeah.
Maybe even more so than, you know, than Keith Lee. But hopefully they both get their chance to really do their thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see. MJ, is there anything else you think we need to cover from NXT?
No.
No? We're like, yeah, no, that's it. Well, there's really not a lot to cover in that hour, you know? So, I think we've pretty much crossed everything off the list. So I'm gonna hand this one over to you, MJ, and let you do your thing.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to yet another week of Ringside Revolution. Don't forget, you can catch us on thechairshot.com or iTunes, Google Play, the Chairshot Radio Network. While you're there, subscribe, and then you'll get to hear about when all of our new episodes premiere. And you can also hear about our other great shows, like the one our very own Brittany does, Pod is War with Andrew Ballas and Christopher Platt. And they're available late every week, also on demand, part of the Chairshot Radio Network and on thechairshot.com. Make sure to tune into them and catch us on social media. You can catch us on Twitter, RREV Podcast, and Instagram, Ringside Revolution, no space. You can catch me live tweeting. I've been slacking a little bit, but Raw has been terrible, so sorry. But MJ_Santi with two I's for my Twitter and my Instagram, and Brittany.
You can find me on Twitter at Brittany_Lynn. That's BRITNI_LYNNE. And of course on Instagram at BrittanyLynn without the underscore.
Awesome. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye guys.